You're listening to Like Mother, Like Son on WJFF.
And that's my mother, Patricia Adams.
And that's my son, Ramsey Adams.
Oh, yeah. The show is Like Mother, Like Son?
Yes. That's right, with
really?
A question mark.
With a question mark.
You know, it's a mother-son thing.
Ramsey, this is more important than anything else coming my way today.
Okay.
To change it. You want to be a richer man.
Listening to Like Mother, Like Son on Radio JFF. This is my mother, Patricia Adams.
And that's my son, Ramsey Adams.
We're in the studio with our producer, Mark Sutton.
Our guest today is Reed Mihalko, inventor of the Cuddle Party and the writer of a new TV pilot called Polly and Marie. Welcome, Reed.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Reed, I'm looking forward to hearing all about these cuddle parties.
Well, where do you guys want to start? Like, have you heard anything about them?
Well, I'll be honest. I went to your website,
mm-hmm.
and so I got some pictures and a little bit of information, but I want to know, how did you conceive of it? What was your first idea about a cuddle party?
Well, previous to cuddle party actually existing, I was running some workshops for massage therapists and yoga instructors and nurses and doctors, and basically the workshop consisted of them taking a night off from what they were already doing and getting together and actually exchanging massages. And for the massage therapist, it was about taking the night off and getting touch back.
Right.
And out of that workshop grew the idea of actually creating a peer-to-peer workshop around touch and intimacy and nurturing. You know, and there's been a lot of studies with nurses and doctors about how important it is for them to be touchy-feely with their patients and how that helps with healing.
Doesn't that get a little tricky, though? Don't a lot of doctors and dentists in particular get in trouble for being a little too touchy-feely with their patients?
We hear about the bad examples. You know, it's never good touch that actually makes the news. It's always like the bad ones, you know, the dentist who's got somebody under nitrous oxide or something like that. What it points to still, though, is that how important touches and how much of a basic need it is.
Okay, wait a minute. I don't even know what's going on here. You got to explain to everybody what a cuddle party is.
Okay, that's an even better place to start. So a cuddle party is a 3.5-hour workshop. It's a communication workshop around learning better communication skills around boundary setting, boundary awareness, and, you know, learning how to ask for the things that you want. And basically, how do you make yourself feel safe enough to bring more touch and affection into your life? Because one of our theories, Marcia Baczynski and myself, as the creators, one of our theories is that the main reason people aren't touching so much in our society anymore is because people are scared. And so how do you give people communication skills around not feeling scared anymore around touch when all we read in the newspapers is that touch is bad?
Oh, wait, so what's the difference between a cuddle party and an ecstasy rave?
The ecstasy and the fact that nobody's really actually leading the rave as far as, like, being a facilitator.
Well, I don't know what ecstasy rave is, I have to admit, but I will say, Reed, that without asking all that right now.
That's another show. We're going to do that. That's the next guest, actually, is the guy who invented the ecstasy rave.
But your cuddle party reminds me very much of a parental party that I went, not a party, but a meeting when Ramsey was in nursery school,
uh-huh.
Very 70s, around 72. And we all went, and part of the thing was to look at each other and sit on the floor back to back to get each other's vibes. It was a very much of a cuddly party of the 70s with the parents of young kids.
Yeah. So to get back to how the workshop works, we have a facilitator. Marcia and I spend a great deal of our time training and certifying people to run these workshops. The first hour of the workshop is what's called the welcome circle, which is the orientation part where we go over the skill sets, the communication tools that we need to make ourselves feel safe. We also talk about the rules of cuddle party, because we find that, you know, as adults, we need rules to make ourselves feel safe. And we have a really playful time with the welcome circle and doing some ice-breaking exercises.
And then
the rest of the event is about practicing those communication skills and creating the kinds of touch that you want in your life as far as it, you know, falls into the realm of cuddle party, which is all about non-sexual touch and affection.
Do you remember being held as a child?
I grew up in a very, very, very cuddly, touchy-feely family.
Okay.
And then one of the things that I suffered from was when I moved to New York, all of a sudden, you know, I was in a very non-cuddly, non-touchy place. I was away from my family and from my support network of people that were affectionate for me. And that's not uncommon for people in New York and also in other parts of the country. And now that we've been running cuddle parties for almost 3 years now, we've had a chance to talk to people from all over the world. And what's happening is that people all over the world are getting less and less touch.
And we're speaking today with Reed Mihalko. He is the inventor of the cuddle party.
Welcome back, and let's cuddle some more with Reed Mihalko.
Well, I'll tell you one thing. I mean, it may be unique what you do, but what really is unique is your marketing. I mean, the name Cuddle Party is brilliant, first of all, and you've been wildly successful in getting these workshops out there. You've been on Letterman, and you know, there's a long list of people who have commented one way or another and talked about the cuddle party. So
yeah.
How are you a marketing person by nature?
Before I became a sex educator and a relationship educator, I was doing I was acting and doing a lot of writing and spokesperson work. So I was not, you know, the marketing aspect of the media wasn't something that I was a stranger to. And certainly I used a lot of that experience and kind of designed it into the workshop. I mean, it also kind of fits my personality. I mean, I'm a very playful, kind of bouncy, you know, inviting person. And so, you know, my theory was that, you know, one of the ways to make people feel safe is to not take yourself so seriously and to actually, you know, invite adults to start being more playful with each other. So, if people go to the website, which is cuddleparty.com, I mean, if you read it, I mean, it's what we're talking about is very serious. You know, people need more touch in their lives to feel good about themselves, or, you know. So, and there's not a lot of that welcomed, safe affection out there. So that's very serious, but the tone of it is very playful, and certainly the name Cuddle Party, as much as that seems to be an oxymoron, by today's standards, you know, was chosen intentionally.
Have you set up a Second Life avatar cuddle party yet?
No, we haven't done that yet.
What do you wear to the cuddle party?
People wear pajamas or sweatpants and T-shirts.
So very relaxing clothes.
Yeah, I mean, yoga. You can wear yoga gear. Mm. You know, basically what we want to invite adults to do is, like, change out of your day-to-day, you know, streetwear or your business armor, and try to put something on a little bit more relaxing. It helps get them psychologically out of their day-to-day mindset where, you know, touch is bad and I can't even compliment my coworker's shoes because that might be sexual harassment, you know, like that kind of stuff.
I think that you're right about the need to be touched. A friend of mine, I'm in my 60s, and a contemporary of mine sent me something over through my email about free hugs.
Have
you seen
Juan
that
Mann's
little piece?
Work.
Yeah, well, maybe you could I've seen it. It's quite interesting.
Yeah, Juan Mann is a gentleman out of Australia who, you know, he was just recently on Oprah, and basically he was giving away free hugs and got shut down by the local authorities because they thought it was too weird and too dangerous.
What law did they...
This was in Australia, though, originally, right?
Yeah, and I don't think it was so much of a law as, like, you know, what was happening was, you know, hugs are contagious. You know, affection is contagious under the right circumstances. And so people were, you know, this one man was giving away free hugs, and then a couple of other people would, you know, hang out with him and be giving hugs, and the local authorities didn't know, you know, they just didn't know what to do, and it was so out of the ordinary that they shut him down. And then he got a bunch of signatures on a petition, you know, and
in the final scene, he's hugging one of the officers.
Yeah,
or the, one of the officers is hugging him. I can't quite remember. Something like that.
And basically, the why it got famous was a friend of his was in a band who used the footage, took some footage of Juan doing his thing, and then put it to one of his songs, and then put it on YouTube, and then that spread. And now there are people doing free hugs, you know, all over the country. There was even an article Reuters just put out about the, you know, somebody doing free hugs in Shanghai, China.
Isn't it wonderful that something as simple as a hug can become a universal act of joy?
Yeah, absolutely. And this is what's interesting, too, is it's because of the Internet that word of this kind of, you know, radical stuff is spreading so quickly. And it's not and it doesn't seem to be because it's bizarre. I mean, certainly with Cuddle Party in the beginning, you know, the story that was attracting journalists was, you know, New Yorkers paying money to cuddle each other, which was, you know, just a weird idea for a story.
But now you guys have spread around. So talk about some of the other places where you have cuddle parties happening.
Well, currently we've got cuddle parties happening in Canada, all across the U.S., in Australia, and also in London, in Great Britain. We offer 3 to 4 facilitator trainings a year. Right now they've only been in the United States. At some point we'd like to do them in Europe and some other places. But people come, you know, who are interested in taking the weekend training.
So they fly into New York, and you train them for the weekend and show them how to facilitate a cuddle party?
Well, what we do is the weekend training is just about facilitation skills, like what it takes to be a good facilitator and how to actually make people feel safe in intimate settings.
I love that term, cuddle party facilitator.
Yeah, it's kind of like cuddling is now a career option.
Wow.
And then after people take the weekend training, and we have some people who take the training who don't want to run cuddle parties, they're just interested in how we do what we do. For the people who are interested in becoming an actual facilitator, there's a 3 to 6 month certification process where they go back home to wherever they live, and they're running test cuddle parties, and we're getting feedback from the people who go.
A test cuddle party?
Yeah. I mean,
and then you become a certified cuddle party facilitator.
Yeah. I mean, it's because it's interesting. I mean, we run our events mostly for the public. So there are some unique skill sets that are needed for facilitators to create safe, intimate, non-sexual space for strangers who've never met each other. Like, if you guys were going to throw a cuddle party for your friends and family, you know, as weird as they may think you are for doing that, they would, you know, it would be a lot easier to do that than to try to create one for a bunch of people that you don't know and who don't know each other.
So have you ever had a problem at a cuddle party with some weirdos, hasn't showered in weeks, shows up and he smells and everyone wants him to leave and you have to ask him to leave? Has something like that ever happened?
Well, we talk about that stuff in training, and certainly, you know, if somebody who was, you know, one of the rules of cuddle party is be hygienically savvy. So if somebody's not hygienically savvy, you have to ask them to leave. It's just...
Has that happened?
We have cuddled about we've probably cuddled over 5,000 people so far.
Uh-huh. Wow.
And I think with all the other facilitators, we've only ever had to ask about 8 people to leave.
Now, can you offer them, like, breath mints and a shower? Like, if it's a, you know, we don't dislike you, but you really just need to, like...
This is back to this marketing thing. It's such a great marketing thing. Mark's over here making jokes about it because it's so funny. I mean, the name Cuddle Party evokes lightheartedness.
Yeah, and this is
and
one of the
but
reasons.
But it's a serious business. That's what's interesting. I mean, it's not a joke, right? I mean, this is you're not joking.
No, we're very serious about what we do. We just happen to do it in a very playful manner.
It's
because
really smart. It's a very clever approach to
brilliant.
It.
Thank you.
I like the picture in Cuddle Party of all those feet.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, it's we have a lot of, we try to have as much fun with it and
right.
make it as safe and as welcoming for people as we can.
So when did how did you come up with this idea? I mean, was it like an epiphany late at night?
It was actually I had a couple of friends of mine who weren't massage therapists who I had invited to come to the massage workshop, and they were so intimidated because they didn't know how to do massage that they actually started teasing me to create them a less intimidating workshop. And then one day while they were, you know, teasing me again. We're still refusing to come to the massage workshop. I just jokingly told them, like, well, what do you need? You need to, like, get together and cuddle? We'll have a cuddle party. Oh, my gosh, that's the idea. That's what we need to do.
Great.
That's great.
And so it was out of their joking with me that the revelation showed up. So
I see that you referred to yourself as a relationship coach.
Mm-hmm.
Is that an official term? I've heard of life coaches.
Yeah, I mean,
and therapists, but what is a relationship coach?
Marriage counselor.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, Marsh and I, you know, we don't spend a lot of time reiterating this, but we basically let people know that cuddle parties aren't therapy and that we're not therapists.
Right.
Where relationship coach comes in is I do a lot of one-on-one work with people who are coming up against, you know, kind of in the same way that a life coach would work with people. You know, people who are coming up against roadblocks in their relationship lives, or who want to work on something in particular that's not working for them as smoothly or as, you know, powerfully as they would like it to be.
Now, are you trained as a therapist, or are you?
I'm not trained as a therapist. No, mm-hmm. I've had a lot of leadership coursework type stuff. I taught karate for about 15 years, so I've been in and out of working with people one-on-one and in groups. And now, you know, Cuddle Party in and of itself has become its own credential because I've been working for the last 3 years with adults around creating more touch and intimacy and better communication skills in their lives. I mean, basically, I'm a communication and sexuality geek.
But Cuddle Parties are certainly different from karate, I assume.
Yeah, I mean, it's a different kind of touch, I guess.
Okay, I guess it is a different kind of touch, right. We'll be back soon with Reed Mihalko on Like Mother, Like Son at Radio Jeff.
Sutton, Patricia Adams, and Ramsey Adams. Like Mother, Like Son, we're back with Reed Mihalko of Cuddle Party. So, Reed, you're also working on some other cool projects, right? You're doing a TV pilot called Polly and Marie.
Yep. Being a relationship geek and having, you know, been a writer and an actor for a long time, I started taking a lot of the relationship knowledge and things I was learning about communication and started pouring it into an idea for a television series, an episodic comedy dramedy about, you know, people who live outside of the box, outside of conventional relationships, and just the human comedy that can come out of trying to make your life work. And that show that I created with a friend of mine a couple of years ago finally got picked up by an independent production company, and is filmed and is now being shopped around for a place on an actual network, and the show is called Polly and Marie.
So first of all, if people want to check this out, they can see your trailer, right?
Yep, they can go to I think the easiest way to locate it is to go to YouTube and youtube.com and actually do a search for Polly and Marie, which is P-O-L-L-Y and Marie, M-A-R-I-E, and then you'll be able to see the trailer.
And it's a really fun trailer.
Yeah, we just saw the trailer. I want to ask about one thing. There was a comment about making out. I thought making out was an old-fashioned term. Do people still make out?
Yeah, people still make out.
Okay.
What do you think we do?
I just skipped the making out.
Went French right. Kiss and tongue?
Every once in a while, people also neck, I hear.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Nicking.
So tell us about the title.
Polly and Marie is a play on words for the relationship term called polyamory, which is about it's a consensual non-monogamy. It's for people who are in multiple relationships, multiple love relationships with other people.
So this show is kind of following maybe it's like the next generation of sort of like we had Sex in the City, which was women who are living like modern sexual lifestyles, and there's these other shows now. I mean, there've been there's the L Word, and then
Big Love,
and Big Love is the next one. So this is kind of right along. Is this like the hot thing right now?
Yeah. I mean, what's kind of fun was, you know, I created this television show about 5 years ago, and actually was good friends with a bunch of the producers from Sex and the City, and the feedback from them at the time was that it was too soon. Like the show, like
it was ahead of its time at that.
Yeah.
Time.
So now the climate has definitely shifted, and people are interested in watching, you know, things that are a little outside of the box in some ways. And what's fun about Polly and Marie is, you know, one of the main characters are an interracial couple who's in a polyamorous relationship. They've opened up their marriage to be able to have other full-blown relationships. They're not swingers. And then we've got their neighbors who live in the neighborhood are all people in different types of alternative relationships, and it's basically about, you know, the ups and downs and the human follies of trying to make alternative relationships work in a society that doesn't really give us a lot of blueprints and role modeling for that.
I hate to keep sounding like the older generation, but also in the 70s there was open marriage, although I doubt if there were any comedy series about that.
Yeah, exactly. You know, we're finally getting to the point now where we can joke about.
Well, there was Three's Company, but that was innuendo.
Yeah.
And then there was that movie from the early 70s. It was like Bob and Ted and June and Alice or whatever.
Yeah.
That was a little bit like that.
Yeah, there have been things, you know, skirting the edges of it. And, you know, with the relationship, there's certainly the political, you know, situations around gay marriage. I mean, there's more conversation happening. And really, you know, for me as an educator, one of the things I'm really trying to do is to get people talking more about this stuff that in our culture we don't talk about, which is really like, what's your self-expression as a human being around relationships and around your sexuality, you know, and, you know, whether it's cuddling, which is something that's non-sexual but certainly important, or it's, you know, I don't want to be monogamous, or something as radical as I do want to be monogamous, which for some people, you know, in this day and age, actually being committed and having some fidelity seems to be out of the box in this day and age.
So, you know, tell us, like, I want to go to a cuddle party. So I go to the website, and I find out where there's a cuddle party, and I pay, use a credit card online and register.
We don't have credit card system set up yet, but basically what you're saying is true. You go to cuddleparty.com, you click on calendar. You can click on find a cuddle party, so you can put in your location, and find if there's a cuddle party or the closest one to you. And then you just click on that link for that cuddle party, and it puts you to an RSVP page, and then, you know, you get confirmed, you get a confirmation email with all the rest of the information. We're starting to.
And you end up at a home or at an office, or, I mean, how does that, what is it?
It depends on the facilitator. I mean, some facilitators throw the events out of their homes. Marsha and I here in New York City, We've got snacks and, you know, juice and crackers and cookies and grapes.
And what's the ideal number of people for a great cuddle party?
It seems to work best, and I think this is a personality thing, too. Like, I like larger groups. So for me, between 20 and 30 is really comfortable for me as somebody who facilitates groups. We've had cuddle parties as small as 3 people. And the largest one I think we've had so far has been 42. I think over 50...
That's a lot of cuddling.
Yeah. I mean, over 50 people, it starts to become something different because the intimacy changes. Because, you know, there's a size... There's a limit to what you can actually feel like you know everybody in the room. And I think as you get over 40 people and start getting towards 50, there's just too many people for you to feel like you're connected with everyone.
I want to just offer one of my own timeline on intimacy and maybe cuddling and families. And if you go back far enough, families practically all slept in the same bed. They were around the fireplace, the hearth, so they were close. And then there was a period where families were only together when they were riding in a car, and the dashboard took the place of the fireplace, and then the TV room and people sitting in front of a TV, and now it's gotten to individuals in front of their separate computers. But what's interesting is through the computers, people are getting back together again.
Yeah, this is what's really, really great is, like, people are getting back together again with people who have similar interests. So, you know, what I'm hoping is, like, there was this kind of expansion of technology and people getting, you know, further and further apart. And what I'm hoping now is that, you know, it's the pendulum is going to swing and that we're actually going to start using technology to help us create more intimacy.
That's a really interesting idea. I like that idea.
Yeah. And thank you for saying that, because I think a lot of people, you know, are trying to be as powerful as they can in their day-to-day lives, and they're completely alone.
Right.
Even though they have, you know, more technology, you know, in their back pocket than all of NASA had or all of the Apollo, you know, shuttle had complete. I mean, you know, I'm not sure what the actual...
No, that's true. The average home computer now is like way more powerful than what put the...
We're actually Apollo broadcasting from an old space shuttle that has been converted into a hydropowered radio station up here in Jeffersonville, New York. So, you know, that some of that stuff does get recycled. But anyway, we're running out of time here, Reed, but we just wanted to thank you so much for coming in today and joining us. We're speaking today with Reed Mihalko. He is the inventor of the Cuddle Party. To learn more about Cuddle Parties, visit his website, cuddleparty.com.
Yep.
And you can find out there how to go to a Cuddle Party yourself, and you can cuddle to your heart's content.
Thanks, Reed. It was great to talk to you, and you may see me at your next cuddle party.
Please come. We would love to have you guys. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Reed.
Bye.
All right. Bye-bye, Reed.
Visit us online at www.likemotherlikeson.org and let us know what you think of the show.
Good night.